Want to discuss a little bit about Lag BaOmer, the excitement of the day is about Hilula of the Rashbi and bonfires, the singing, the Kedusha, the Simcha. Bnei Sascha tells us the Indian of Lag BaOmer wants to draw out based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Beis, Mishnah Ches. Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo'ol Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had five great Talmidim. And he says to them, Tzu, Ru'u, Ve'ezu Derech Tova. Go out and see what's considered the Derech Tova, the good path, She'id Bak Bo Ha'adam, that a person should cling to, should stick to. Rabbi Sascha says, obviously the question that's being asked here is, what's the Ezu Tova Kololi Sheyu Kolo Kol Tovos? What is this generic Tova? This goodness that includes all other Tovas. Explains Bnei Saschar. Yochanan Ben Zakkai was telling them, look into the Torah, be me'ayin into the Torah. And the Talmidim understood the words of their Rebbe, referring to the first appearance of the word Tov, because that first appearance of the Tov includes all other Tovos in the world. Based on what the Gemara Baba Kama tells us, Haroa Tes Bechalom, a person sees a letter Tes in his dream, Simon Yafilo, it's a good sign. Hol Upascha Ba Torah B'Tevas Tov, since the first appearance of the letter Tes in the entire Torah is for the word Tov. So Tes represents something Tov. We have that rule, the Pitadik says, throughout all the letters, the first appearance of any letter, that word, the context, defines the nature of that letter. So Tov defines the letter Tes as something Tov, something good. And that Tov, that first appearance of the word Tov in the Torah, is Kolal, all other Tovos in the world. Because Ein Tov El Torah, as the Pitadik says, Ki Lekach, Tov. So the Darchei Torah is Tov. The path of Torah is certainly good. So I wanted to know from the Talmidim, how do you reach that path? What exactly is this path of Tov? So it comes along the first Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, and says, Tov HaRishon is Vayar L'kim Esa'or Ki Tov. Hashem saw the light that it was good. That the Tov HaRishon is Beri'iyah. It was the Vayar, Hashem saw, He saw the Tov. That Tov was through the Koach of Re'iyah. So says Rabbi Eliezer, it's the Derech HaTov is Ayin Tova, a good eye. The way you see, your vision. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua, he says, the Pasuk says, Shaya Choshech al Pnei Tom, and there's darkness, and then Vayomer Elokim Hior, Hashem said, let there be light. And the Or became the Chavir of Choshech, they became partners, they became friends. And then it says, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. We learn from here that Chaver Tov, you need to acquire a good friend, a good Chavrusa. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Pshat. Then comes Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need a Shachin Tov. You need a good neighbor. Because it says, Vayar Lekim Es Ha'or Kitov Vayavdel, and then he separated the friends. There needs to be separation between the neighbors. There needs to be some border, some gvul. Like Rashi tells us, it doesn't make sense that the light and darkness work together in mixture, in chaos. So, the sun was to govern the daytime and the moon was to govern the nighttime. But the smichas are still next to each other. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi says about Shachin Tov. And then comes a fourth Talmud, Rabbi Yeshimon, and he says, no, Hiroas Hanola, the one who sees what's going to be, could anticipate the outcome of things. Rashi says, Shetzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maseim Sherashayim, Rar Kitov L'Gnosis Ha'or, he wanted to hide the or. He wanted to hide it. Because he saw the actions of the Rishayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what was going to be. He was Roas Hanola, he anticipated the future. And that's what it means, Tov. To anticipate the future, that's Tov. Then comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach. Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach says, Lev Tov, a good heart. Because the beginning of Torah, from the Bereishis until the word Tov, there are 32 letters. The 32 letters representing Lev, and then the word Tov appears. It's called a Lev Tov. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch says it includes everything. Says Rabbi Yochum Adaka in response to this, that this is the one, this is the right that's Bechlal Dvarv Divrechem, all everyone else's words, the Re'iya, Ayin Tov, Achaver Tov, Ashochen Tov, Ros and Nolad are all included in the Lev Tov, in all of the first 32 letters plus the Tov of the Rishis. That's what's called the Tov. And explains Ibn Eisatzcha further, because the first night of Pesach, we have Leo Rishon is Akob Bechipazon, all came very quick and powerful. All the Oros, Hashbos, Hamochin, all those powerful lights, and Chachma came down in the very night. Bisarusa de Le'ela came from a Kaddish Baruch, from above, but not our own actions. And something that comes from a Kaddish Baruch is not everlasting. For something to be lasting and eternal has to come from our own actions, our own amelis, our own doing. So therefore, after the first night of Pesach, by the second night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now we have to start working towards that goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little taste of what's up there. Like when the Uber is in the mother's womb and learning the Torah, it's all from Shemaim, there's no Amelis, but he takes it away, but we taste a little bit of the flavor, the Tam, and we have to work hard the rest of our life reaching that point where we were as an Uber. Says the Gemara, says Bnei Sashar, we tasted a little bit of that first night of Pesach, all the power, all the lights. But then he takes it away. And we're supposed to build each night of Sfiras Omer, each and every day, to build up the different levels. And that's how we're able to be Miskayim, the Torah within us, and to get prepared for Kabbalah Satorah. Because Yimei Sfira is 49. And Lev Tov is Gematria 49. And the Yushalmi says that Halayla Hazem Matzah represent different of the four Shemos of Hashem. But the Gematria of Halayla Hazem Matzah is the Gematria of Yehi Or. That night there was this light, there was this light that was hidden that we had to come back to find. And we know in the Torah that there are Lamed Beis Nesivos Chachma, the 32 paths of Chachma. And Bereishis says the Targum Yonasan, B'chuchmasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chachma. There's Chachma right in the beginning. There are 32 letters, 32 Nesivel Shel Chachma. Bereishis Chachma, there's Chachma in the beginning. There were 32 letters, but then came Tov. And Tov brought about that Or HaGanus, that hidden light. And that's what we're working towards. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was called Botzina Kadisha, this fire, this candle of Kedusha. Because he was able to tap into that hidden light on Lag BaOmer and Tov, on Tov. After 32 letters, 32 days, Tov was next. His Sefer of Rashbi was called the Zohar, the lights, the fires breaking through. It's the Yoma de Hilula de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the day where he went up to Shemayim, and the Stama says, Bnei Sashka, is also the day he was probably born as well. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimalish no Sam Shal Tzadikim Yom HaYom. So this day has so much or, so much fire, so much Kedusha, because we're building up from that night of Leil Seder, 32 days, and finally the Lamed Gimel day, the 33rd day, the Tov day, which is the Or HaGanus, which is the Hilula Rashbi, who is this fire, who wrote the Zohar, this fire of a Sefer, all the Sodos. That's what's so special about Lag BaOmer. Mir Tashem Yishol B'Zocha, as we continue to grow, a couple more days left of the Sfiras HaOmer until we get to Lag BaOmer, we should be able to tap into that Kedusha, into that fire, into that Or HaGanus, the night of Lag BaOmer, and be able to learn the Pnimius HaTorah, and draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sfarim tell us by learning the Pnimius and the Kabbalah and the Zohar, that brings Mashiach even closer. We're in the times of Mashiach, to see Mashiach come soon, as we continue to learn more Pnimius, and tapping into that Kedusha and that Or.